What up? It's your boy Tiny Sumo coming to you with another episode. But before I get down with my guest, let me get my plugs out the way. Go to dirtycleaneats.com. Check out the product there. You can find them on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and YouTube, and listen to their podcast, the DCE Pirate Radio podcast on iTunes now. Use the code DCE Tiny Sumo for 10% off in store. And if you go listen to their podcast, you can get a code for 20% off. But I'm not going to give you that code. You've got to go listen to their podcast. And while you're at it, make sure you head over. You're liking my Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, subscribing on iTunes. Leave a review, leave a comment, leave a like. It's all much appreciated. But I think that's enough for now. So let me get down with my guest.
Hola.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm very well. How are you, Matthew Fairvestaves?
I'm excellent.
That's good to hear. Are you enjoying your public holiday, Easter Monday day off?
Yeah, not too bad. Just went to the gym, did a bit of training, did a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Then I got a few other bits and pieces. Good day.
That sounds like a productive day, mate. That sounds like a very good day.
Yeah, I'm about to be on the non-alcoholic beers.
Look out. That's extremely responsible and adult and confusing.
Shit might actually get done. Yeah, but it is only 12. It's literally just gone 12.
What are they saying? Oh, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, mate. It's 5 o'clock. Exactly. It's happy hour somewhere. There used to be a funny story about the non-alcoholic beers. When I was overseas, there was a sergeant who every night would drink a six-pack of non-alcoholic beers and have a cigar by the fire because that is what he did back home, so he didn't want to break the habit, but he wouldn't have had non-alcoholic ones back home. Obviously, he would have had proper big boy bevs. Yeah. But every night. But mate, I had some of that non-alcoholic beer, and it was fucking horrendous.
The Heineken one's not bad.
Okay, because I don't even know. It was like a no-namey brand one that they would ship over for us to have a little bit of a taste of home. You could have this fake beer and feel like you were back home when you weren't. When you were actually in Afghanistan, but still.
Why is there fucking sand in my beer?
Why am I in a bunker while we're doing this? Why am I in a, this seems wrong.
Why is there no water at the beach?
This seems wrong. I don't feel relaxed. This isn't.
Why does this odd?
This is it was an odd thing. But that was like it was one of those things where it was like, oh, okay, that was obviously someone just doing something to keep a little bit of a normalcy about their life. I think that's how you pronounce it. That's how I've read it. Not sure if that's how it sounds when you say it out loud.
Yeah, as a young man, I always thought non-alcoholic or even light beer was just stupid. Whereas I get it now. Now, because now I can have just a couple of beers.
Yeah.
So you can get that ritual. But like, you know, it's relaxing. Like it's a relaxing thing.
But you're not going to get shitters. That,
little bit down. It doesn't have that effect on your mood or your body.
Well, you know what I have been enjoying lately, like a session beer.
Yeah, I don't mind a session ale.
Yeah, which is obviously it's that sort of, I guess, what that would be a midi, wouldn't it? I mean, it's that somewhere in between the two. It's not a 5%er. It's
are they not full strength?
No, most session beers aren't. I don't think.
Huh.
Oh, yeah, maybe they're like a 4%. Maybe they're like they're not. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. They're not midis. They're not light.
Yeah.
It's like a 4% beer.
Hmm.
But that's just something. I mean, look, I'm not going to lie. This is probably not the topic that we would cover more often than not. It's also one of the more recent chats we've done where there hasn't been adult bevies involved.
Yeah, yeah. We'll leave Hawkeye alone today.
Well, we won't rag on old mate with the no superpowers. We won't do that today. And that's the thing as well. We've talked about, people have asked me, and especially recently, because we will talk about when this is a special occasion podcast, but people have asked me, what's your favorite podcast? And I said, it's one that never came out. It's one that wasn't released. My favorite all-time podcast was you and I getting drunk and having a chat. And it was an hour.
That was pretty fun.
That was an hour-long podcast. And then after we hung up, I was like, oh, that didn't record. It's like, oh.
No, that happened.
Wow. Well, that was an enjoyable chat that we had. That was a fun phone call. But that was, I think, that like when people ask me what my favorite one was, I'm like, that was my favorite one. Like, obviously, I'm geeked out on some other ones and I've had some really cool ones, but I think that was my favorite. The one that never came
to
air.
That one was fun.
That one that never went to air.
Yeah. By the end of it, I was pretty deep in the old adult beverages. So maybe for the best.
Yeah, it's probably not a bad idea. I took a photo actually of my my little recording stand, and it was just filled with empties.
Yeah,
I'm like, I don't actually know how I got that many bevies into me in that time span. Like in the time span, like I must have just been, while you were saying something, I was necking a drink because I knew I had to then get back and give my rebuttal to whatever witty point you had just made. Because I mean, obviously, we were being very clever and articulate and funny during that chat.
Definitely.
No doubt. I'm sure that there wasn't. It wasn't just drunken slurring.
Probably not. I reckon. Yeah, I reckon I had 6 or 7 beers, and it was only an hour.
Yeah. No. That's I at least polished a 6-pack.
Yeah.
In that hour, and I went, that's a beer every 10 minutes. I've done my maths. I've worked that out, and that's a beer.
That's great. I'm glad you worked it out.
I wrote it down before we did this chat, so I knew.
Yeah.
I got the calculator out to make sure. I wanted to make sure my maths were correct. I didn't want to get on the chat and make a mistake like that
and look foolish.
No, I didn't want the comments section to light me up for that. Hey, you said
another dumb fighter can't even do maths.
You fucking idiot. How's your CTE? The good thing about CTE is now I started to use it as an excuse at work.
I use it all the time.
Like people will be like, oh, yeah, do you remember doing this? I'm like, I can't. I have CTE. They're like, what? I'm like, CTE. I'm like, look it up. I mean, at work, obviously, no one knows what CTE is. I'm like, it's concussion syndrome. They're like, what? I'm like, look it up. You need to look it up. I can't explain it. I have CTE.
Google it and give me sympathy.
Yeah, Google it and then don't ask me to do work. That has been probably my go-to since it became so popular on like Rogan Talks, you know, like talking about CTE. I'm like, oh, that's a thing? That makes so much sense. Now I understand all the punchy people I ever knew that did ridiculous shit. It's because of CTE. And now that's my excuse for stuff.
It's an interesting one because it's like, it's a bit of a, like, it's obviously a thing.
Mm.
I definitely believe it's a thing. But it's a bit of a chicken or the egg situation sometimes.
Yeah.
It's like, especially when they like start, like when they start talking about how it reduces your inhibitions and makes you more reckless.
Mm.
It's like most fighters, I won't say all, but probably all fighters, they're reckless motherfuckers. Like, if a fighter comes to you and is like, oh, I fucking overdrew my account and I've got bad credit, you'd be like, yeah, so does everyone else. Like,
I'm not shocked by that. Yeah, you get punched by strangers. Yeah, that's fine. That is definitely, you're right, that is that chicken or the egg situation. Because it's like, well, you're choosing to get punched by people, or choked or whatever it is, like for no particular reason, just because you enjoy it. There's a fair chance that you're a loose unit at the best of times. Even the sensible, humble, you know, serious ones or whatever, it's like, you're still going to be a bit cooked, don't you? Even before the CTA. But you're right. And then obviously the people that then go and make those mistakes or do that stuff, chicken or the egg situation, it's like, you're probably already aligned with that sort of type of thinking, and maybe the CTA just made it worse.
Yeah, I'm sure getting hit in the head doesn't help.
Can't help. I distinctly remember, like, thinking back. I've thought about it recently, and I was talking to a friend, and I remember us full contact, hard sparring at 10 years old with zero adult supervision. We would get together on, like, school holidays, and because Dad had the gym, we would hang out at the gym during the day, and I remember the ring was in a back room, and I distinctly remember us wailing on each other. And now that I think about that, I'm like, oh, fuck. That's like, my brain's in development at that point. And we were like taking lumps out of each other. And that guy's cooked now, by the way. Like, that guy is, you know, like clinically insane. Now, was he probably more likely to end up that way without being punched in the head by me as a child? Yes, I think he was. But probably doesn't help.
Probably didn't help.
Probably didn't help.
It's hard. Because I've got a couple of younger guys at the club as well.
Mm.
And it's so, because all they want to do is box on.
Of course.
And it's just like, nah, not until you're older. And like, you just, and you see, and at that age as well, it's like, you know, you got to wait 2 years.
Oh.
2 years is like 10% of their life. Like, you know, they're like, what do you mean 2 years? I got to wait till I'm 18. Like, what are you talking about?
It's very hard. That is actually, though, I sort of look at that now, and I look back at the, like, karate tournament scene, and I sort of go, oh no, that was beneficial, because there was a lot of stuff that you do when you were younger, and it's controlled contact stuff.
Yeah.
And so looking at that as a kid, so you're essentially kickboxing, but no, or like you would do light contact kickboxing, or you would do like Kyokushin rules or whatever it was. You couldn't do certain stuff to like, you couldn't, I'm trying to even think of some of the rules, but it was like touch contact kickboxing, and they would pull it up if it got, you know, too hard, and they wanted you to focus more on technique. And then as you got older, you went and did the other stuff. But there's probably something to that where it's like, oh yeah, get them to focus, because anyone can punch on. We don't want them to just punch on.
Yeah.
And they can try and murder each other when they turn 14 or something.
Right. And it's probably the perfect thing for their development as well.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, like skill wise.
Force you to use technique, but
yeah. Hey,
especially a young man, all they want to do is punch on.
Oh, of course. I just realized we're 10 minutes in, right? We haven't really, we just sort of jumped straight into it. We haven't like prefaced any of this. We haven't done a tagline, a subject hook, nothing of that. Now, I don't know if it's too late at 10 minutes in. Do we just keep? Because here's the thing, Matthew Febestaves, this is episode number 50 of Tiny Sumo Talk Time.
This is an event. I'm on. Oh shit! There's that CTE coming in. Fuck. Momentous occasion. I do get that. I do. I go to say words sometimes, and I'm like, oh shit, what, how does that word come out my mouth?
I remember, I know how the word reads. I did that recently at a function. I said a word, they're like, what? I'm like, blah, blah, blah. They're like, oh, that's not how you pronounce that. And I'm like, fuck, I don't think I've ever tried to say that out loud before.
Yeah, never out loud.
Yeah, that fucks you up. But that is the thing. So today, as we speak, look, because I've put off dropping iTunes episodes because I said, no, I have to do episode 50 with Fev. It needs to be. That's how it has to happen. These other people can just be whatever other releases. I don't care. I don't care who it is. Fev has to be episode 50 because that's a no
friend. And I appreciate recognizing that I'm special.
Well, that is true. And look, I know that Sam is going to listen to this episode. I know he's going to be annoyed. I know he's going to be annoyed because he wants a reoccurring segment. He's asked he's asked for it. Now, I think I've had Sam on 3 times, so he would be the most, he would be the most featured guest besides you. 3 episodes would be the most featured, I think. But I don't think he's done an iTunes episode. I think he's only done the YouTube and Facebook episode. But that's the thing.
Welcome to the big leagues, buddy.
That's what happens. People don't understand. I mean, we can't do every episode on iTunes. People think I'm rolling in the podcast money. Let me be clear, I'm not. iTunes costs money.
Yeah, shit.
Okay.
Always seems like a good idea, and then you're like, oh, shit, things cost money.
Oh, fuck. Well, that's what I put up a post the other week. I said, hey, who listens to podcasts on Spotify? Because someone else I know that started a podcast, shout out the Beast Kid. He's started up a podcast recently. He's doing his through Buzzsprout or something, I want to say, which is another, recording, podcast service thing, but it doesn't release on iTunes. It does Spotify.
I'll give you some potentially great news.
Go on.
I'm pretty sure you're already on Spotify.
Am I?
Yeah. So the one I use, you can submit it to all different things. You're not just on iTunes. You're pretty much on everything.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Hey, I just learned something about my podcast. Apparently, just for those listening now, if you'd like to listen, my podcast is available on all audio platforms. I'll have to search that probably after this then. Fuck, I'll have to search that.
If you're not, it means I haven't submitted a form, but I can rectify that for you.
That just... All right, fuck. Well, that's really good. That's a positive thing. I was under the assumption... I knew there was other audio platforms, but I didn't know that Spotify was one of them. But there you go. And look, and you're aware as well as I am that most of my traffic isn't going to be through those extra audio channels. The majority of it's through my more traditional social media stuff. But I think that's changed. Look, it's all very exciting. It was June 10th last year that we dropped the first episode, I think, which was the
So we're getting close to it. So we're getting close to a year. Well, that's what, 10 months?
Almost a year. Yeah, yeah. What are we in? We're in April. But yeah, so we're almost at a year. Now, because saying as well that we've done 50 episodes, we also did that half episode, remember? We did like 15.5 or something.
Yeah.
Because we'd recorded something else already, but then some news came out. We're like, shit, we have to do an episode on that. So we recorded. And then it was
John Jones here. That's wasn't
like,
it?
I believe it was. That's, it was the peak gram situation or whatever it was.
I'm just pulsing, bro.
It's a pulsing effect. So
it's pulsing.
It was, I remember we did, it was something to do with it. It may have been when he first pissed hot, but not the picogram thing. It was something else. Either way, we did a half episode. So this is technically, I guess, if you want to be technical, it's episode 51 that will be released for Talk Time, but it's episode 50. But there's also now, you know, I've got well over 200 videos on YouTube. That's a lot of content.
You're a workhorse.
I'm a busy boy. I've actually dialed it back because we've spoken about it too. Because I just bounce everything. Yeah. I just bounce everything off you. Because I'm not that sensible. And
it's a very big worry for anyone where I'm there.
You're my
shining light.
You're my sensible compass. I'm like, oh shit, I should ask Feb about that. Maybe his CTE is slightly more mild than mine. You know, maybe he.
Yeah, no, fuck it. Set it on fire. See what happens.
Yeah, fuck. Just see what happens, right? So that's the thing. I've dialed
a bucket up first with water.
Just to have it
that's
there.
That's my advice.
Just in case. Have water handy. Always set it on fire, but always have water handy. Well, that's the thing. So I've dropped it back. I'm now doing the three releases a week.
I think that's good.
And that's you made a very nice. You sent me a very nice message the other week. I was very chuffed about that. It made my heart all warm and fuzzy. Where you out of the blue messaged me and said that the podcast had hit another level, that the level of the chat had got better, things like that. And that was very nice for me because I do work.
I don't remember doing that, but that sounds nice to me.
Well, it was a very nice message. You did send me that message out of the blue, so that was a very nice message, and I appreciated it. Because I also thought the same thing, but it's obviously very hard when you're just doing it. You don't know. You're just putting the content out. If I made comparative to what I think the first chats were compared to now, I think there's a big improvement, but you just never know.
Well, like, I would click on like, and there was no, like, I didn't know one of the guests. If I had no personal connection to anything going on with it.
Mm.
I would still click your podcast and listen to it.
Mm.
Like, so if I clicked on it, it popped up in my news feed. I'd be like, oh, that looks like a real thing.
Yes.
And I'd be like, okay, that's a real thing. Whether I liked it or not, it doesn't matter. But, like, it's a real thing.
Mm.
Whereas, like, our podcast is still a little bit – you're probably only going to listen or watch it if you know one of the people in it.
That's still – well, look.
A bit polished.
That's still the case – that's still definitely the case with mine in that I see, well, I think that if you happen to stumble across it, I believe that the content is good, but I think you can definitely see, I watch the way that the episodes trend and I can 100% see the ones that do really well. Like I had my most viewed video, not last week, the week before. I also knew that it was going to do well because it was the coach of a gym. And I've had a bunch of fighters on from that gym and all those chats have done well because they're very invested in supporting everyone within that. So, like, everyone from the gym shares it. Everyone from the gym tunes in and watches it. You know, like, there's 20 shares. That's on a cool video. It's they're doing really good things. I've said really good things about the gym. Shout out Infinite MMA in Ballarat. They've got a lot of really good young guys doing really well on the local scene. And the coaches, it was a really good chat. John Campbell, the coach's name is. So talking to him about martial arts and his coaching philosophy and it was a really good chat. And so I knew the chat would be enjoyable anyway, because I liked the way he goes about, you know, his coaching and things like that. Very supportive gym. They're all really tight knit, but that means that everyone in the gym shares the chat. So I knew that chat would do good. That chat did more views for a single video than I would probably do, you know, most of the time for a combined, you know, like I did more chat views on that one chat than I did on my three chats last week. And that's not saying that the chats from last week weren't good. It's just saying that the people surrounding John were supportive enough to then go and share the chat for him. They didn't do it for me. They did it for him.
But that's your other chats have shit for me.
Well, look, I didn't want to say it, but yes, if you are a friend of someone on the chat and you don't share the content, you shit, get your fucking life together.
If this doesn't become your new number one biggest video, then all of us have shit.
Yeah, friends. I'll be calling some people out. I'm not going to lie. If episode 50 talk time doesn't do well, I'm going to have to really reevaluate my circle. All right.
Oh, there'll be a few. Like, how about you wrap your own fucking hands next time, then?
It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard doing pads by yourself, bro. Yeah, for sure. Can I get some pads in? No, I don't know.
I got it. We got a good bunch.
Absolutely. Now, and it's been very exciting. One of the coolest things, obviously, about this whole journey, right, is that you and I have been able to sort of go. We're doing, obviously, you and JBB are doing your thing, Dirty Clean Eats. You're doing your thing at Element, but it's fun to be able to travel alongside and do my thing. But they intertwine, and we're growing together, and I fucking say it all the time, but it's like a rising tide raises all ships, because I see you guys doing cool shit, and I'm like, fuck, I want to do cool shit. Like, I see that stuff, and I see you guys doing well, and you're dropping new products, and you're getting new guys at the gym, and you're having success at fights and all that sort of shit, and I'm like, fuck yeah, that's really cool, that's really motivating, because it's someone that I can see, that I know, that I can associate with, because I think so often with social media, you could align yourself with, like, I could see what Joe Rogan's doing and go, that's so far away from what I currently do that I can't attain that. There's too many steps in. I don't know what the steps in between are. Like, forgetting about the 20 years of work that he's done to get to the point where releasing a podcast with a fucking astrophysicist all of a sudden does 2 million views or whatever. It would be too hard to almost fathom that. Whereas I can see what you're doing and I can follow along with what you're doing, and it's exciting, and I can go, well, fuck, if they've done that, then I can do this. Cause really the only reason, and I've said it a bunch of times, but the only reason I started a podcast is cause you told me to.
10% of royalties, that's manager's fees.
That's totally fair. You definitely get it like a writer's fee or whatever it is. But that's true. When people ask, like, how the podcast started,
introduce me to the cool fighters and the cool people you speak to, and we'll call it even.
I've been very lucky. Let me fanboy out with you. And I don't understand sometimes how I've spoken to some of them.
I get it.
Like, it's very weird still sometimes. I still get that feeling sometimes, like, what the fuck is this person talking about? It's really weird. Robin Black, you know who Robin Black is?
Yeah, yeah.
He's on the chat this week.
Bullshit.
Yeah, yeah. I messaged him. He follows me. I follow him. And we messaged last month, and he said, hit me up when things are a little bit quieter. Now, this goes for all the people. I'm doing that hustle, grind. Was that Gary Vee? Wake up and seize the day bullshit. Now, to be able to talk to Robin Black, I've got to set my alarm for 2 a.m. because he's on San Jose time and I need to get that chat.
I do what I need to do.
Yeah, but I've done that a couple of times now. But that's like, I still go, oh, shit, like, oh, that's really cool. I want to talk to that guy. He's very interesting. He's very well-spoken. It'll be an awesome chat. It's still weird, though, that he's like, yeah, I'll do your chat.
Ask him about, he had a band, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't he in a heavy metal band?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah.
Because I know he fought MMA. He's Canadian. I know he fought MMA back in the day, and that's obviously why he's such a good analyst now. He's so good at what he does with these breakdowns.
Analyst,
yes, that's, you're right. You've pronounced it right. He travels the world, obviously covering a bunch of fight sports. I think he's the commentator for one. I know he has commentated for one. He's the commentator for bare-knuckle boxing in the UK. He does a bunch of stuff. I think he does Brave as well. Very good. And he's one minute.
I really like his breakdowns.
He's
my top five, I reckon, for breakdown stuff.
It's very good. And it's good too because it's quick. It's easy. I can watch it and go, cool. That fits into a 1 minute clip. He's come up with a very cool little format for those 1 minute breakdowns. But
you know how to appeal to us ADD people.
Absolutely. But I've shot off on a tangent there. But that's what I'm saying. Like, it's very cool to be able to. But it's still always my favorite to be able to talk to, like, you, to be able to have those sort of conversations, because you know, like my first podcast ever was with you, was on your podcast, the DCE Pirate Radio podcast. It was on that. And it was like, that was like a 3.5 hour podcast or something. That went for ages.
I think Jimmy Bang Bang went to bed.
Jimmy Bang Bang tapped out at like the 3 hour mark because he had football the next day.
I could have gone all night.
Yeah. And I think we just sort of went, oh shit, we should probably go to bed. You're right. But that was what spurred the idea of doing the chat. Cause at that point, Tiny Sumo was literally my training page.
Yeah.
It was just me. It was a separate page. It was when I decided to do sumo, and it was a separate page to just sort of like track that shit.
Mm.
And then it became a pod. And then I wrote articles for your website.
Yep.
And then I went, I'll try and pretend I know how to podcast.
Doing a good job.
Well, it's just gone from there.
Going back to one of the other things you said, like I've really been thinking about the last couple of days as well for a while now. Is that another thing that spurred what I was doing? Is I had a very, very good life by anyone's standards, but it was very, like, it wasn't very fulfilling. Like, what I was doing for a crust just wasn't getting my nips hard.
Yeah, no, yep.
It's everything everyone always tells you you want. You know, a nice, well-paying job. Like, you know, I was super happy with my family. Like, you know, I've got a great wife, got a great family support, I've got a nice house, I've got good gym with people, like everything was great. And like working, like it's a great job with great benefits. But I'm just like, I don't know if I can do this for another 40 years. Like I could see myself becoming a grumpy old man.
Yes. Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? Let's dabble. Let's see a few things. But the bit that's hard is that like normal isn't, I don't think normal is necessarily an indication of right.
Mm.
So like a lot of people, like crazy is probably not the right word, but like I get called crazy a lot. Cause it's like you're doing things that are just, I find it very hard to explain my life to people sometimes. I find it very hard to explain kind of the path that I'm trying to get on because it's just not normal.
Yeah.
And I imagine it'd be something similar. Like, how do you explain to someone that I'm doing a podcast and I don't make any money off of it yet? They're like, well, why are you doing it? I'm like, well, A, I'm passionate about it. I like doing it. And B, if I do it enough, people might pay me money for it. And then my whole life could be me just chatting to cool people.
That's been one of the things where I've tried to explain. They're like, oh, yeah, so you're getting paid for it? I'm like, no. They're like, oh. I'm like, yeah, no, I do hours and hours and hours of work. Because I think what people see is like the 20-minute chat or the 30-minute chat or whatever it is. It's like I spend hours of – like I would spend hours a day doing shit. And it might just be research, it might be networking, it might be the chat, it might be like whatever it is, editing, uploading, whatever it is. And obviously the idea would be and the goal would be and the plan would be to build a career out of it, whether it be podcasting or whether it be an offshoot of the podcast and the podcast is the vehicle to the offshoot, because there's other stuff I want to do, right? But it's all through the avenue of the podcast. It's all through the avenue of the brand being Tiny Sumo. And I'm still trying to now sort of navigate what my thought process is in terms of that. I just know that I want to do something on that path. And the idea is that I'm like, well, I can talk. I'm passionate about this stuff. And I think that's what comes across in the chats. And that's why the chats do well. And that's why I get people willing to do the chats because I'm obviously passionate about it and I'm knowledgeable about it, you know, but I also want to be more knowledgeable. So that's why I talk to people.
It'd be like, you know, a fresh-faced white belt, you know, first session you come into the gym. And you want to be Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
All right. Go and train your ass off like a professional for 2 years.
Mm.
And then you can come talk to me about having an amateur fight for free.
Yes.
I mean, like, you're working your ass off to get A, learn skills. Like, you know, you're not getting monetary reimbursement for what you're doing right now, but you're getting skills.
Mm.
Well, you're much better at this one than you were at the first one you ever did.
Yeah.
You're learning the lingo. You're making the connections. You're putting in the hard work to get you towards a goal. You don't just wake up one day and win a UFC championship.
No.
You don't wake up one day and have a successful social media conglomerate.
No. And
you've got to fucking work.
I think that too, like, there has been like a culture of instant gratification. And then too, the other thing is that when you're looking at social media, you only see the successful sides. When people are looking at successful podcasts or social media personalities or whatever it is, they're only seeing the successful end of it. So like Joe Rogan's a very good example because he's obviously living the life that most of us would like to live. He makes his own hours, you know, gets to hang out with his friends.
He's been doing this shit since he was our age.
But he's worked his he's worked his cunt out for 30 years. Like, you know, like, and he's done a bunch of different stuff, and he was doing the UFC when there was no money in it, and he moved to, you know, moved to LA to be an actor and like all that sort of shit. And he was, you know, works hard, but that's obviously people just sort of see that success or whatever that may be. Now there's obviously people that have lucked out. Maybe they've gone like the reality TV route. And I think that sort of shit's pretty dead anyway, but it used to be that you could jump on like a Big Brother and get a radio career out of it. I think there's less of that, but also when you think about the amount of people that are trying out for that, the amount of people that go on that, and then the amount of people that make any kind of money after the fact, that's low as well.
Yeah.
So I think that, like you said, it's, what's that?
Looking for a shortcut.
Yeah, no, well, that's the thing. So that's what it is. You know, it's a shortcut. And I think that at the minute, like you said, for the most part, I feel like this is almost like my apprenticeship. It's my internship. I feel like I'm doing my internship. And I'm working for free. And then it's a passion project. I enjoy it. I get to talk to people about cool stuff. You know, I get inside scoops and all that sort of shit. And I get to talk to people about, I get really good personal conversations out of people. I get really good, you know, sports specific conversations out of people. I've got to talk to some really, really, you know, cool people, people I really respect within the field. People that I'm like, I can't believe that this person talks to me now, or like that I even sort of am able to, you know, like shoot messages back and forth with these people that I really respect.
I can't believe I'm Facebook friends with this person.
It's crazy. Like, it's wild. It's wild that, like, when I see some of the likes that pop up on my posts, I'm like, oh, that's right. He and I are internet friends now because of the podcast. It's really weird. It's really odd. I won't geek out and fanboy too much and make anyone feel uncomfortable by telling them who they are. But, you know,
I get you, though.
Yeah.
I get some of the downstream impact. Like, I've seen a few people follow some of my DCE stuff or comment on the gym stuff, and I'm like, I know who that person is.
Yeah.
I know that person. Surely that's a fake account.
It's really cool. Like, that sort of stuff's really cool. But the idea would be that I want to make a career out of doing cool stuff and having cool experiences. And I don't want to not work hard. That's the other thing I think that people might think, that they just want to sit around talking to people for a job. It's like, well, I do. I do. But to do it well, to make any kind of money, you have to be good at it, which takes work. You know, like the idea.
And you got to work harder at what you're passionate about. Like, it's not that you don't want to work. It's that you want to do something that's for a job that's fulfilling.
Yes. Yeah, exactly right. And look,
it's not always fun. Like, I've done, well, you know, I do heaps of shit that's not fun.
Yeah.
But it's fulfilling.
Yes, that's different again. Yeah, now, first and foremost, obviously, I've got responsibilities. I've got a wife. I've got two kids. I've got one on the way. I've got a mortgage. Like, I've got all this stuff that is first and foremost. That is the priority. That is what I need to take care of. But that's why I've found this passion project that I can do on the side, that I can do in the time in between stuff, and I can work around it. And my wife's supportive, and she helps me. She, you know, like, oh, what have we got on today? All right, well, I've got a chat at this time. So, like, we went and did stuff this morning because I had my chat with you at this time. You know, like, we were, the kids are with the grandma. We had the morning to ourselves. We got up, we went and did stuff, and then I came home so I can do this before I go to work. So it's about, you know, like, finding those sort of times. And then I train at night so I can work around that again. You know, I work around my work hours. I was trying to do all that stuff to make sure that I can work as hard as possible to be as successful as possible in the thing I want to do. And I know it's going to take time and effort. But then I see guys like yourself, like, I've, you know, from where DCE started to where DCE is now to where I know DCE will go is nuts.
Yeah.
Like, the growth is, and the same with the gym as well. Like, when you think about, you know, what, 5 years ago, 5 years ago, you, me, Jules, and Steve were training in that shed on a Friday night.
Punching each other in the head in the rape dungeon.
Right? So when you think about comparatively then compared to now, you know, when you think about how many students you got at the gym now and how much it's growing and how much success they're having, and then same thing with DCE, you and Jimmy Bang Bang starting DCE on a whim, not really knowing where you want to go or what you want to do with it, but knowing that you wanted to do something.
Just like similar to what you're saying. It's like, I need to do something. I want it to be in this vein. Like, number one, we actually wrote a business plan out.
Yeah.
Number one, is try not to be a cunt. No, number two is like have like do something that's like we have fun and fulfilling every day.
Yep.
And number three was like try and give back to people.
Yeah.
That was our that was it. Mm. And we're like, okay, that's what we're gonna do.
Mm.
So far so good.
No, that's awesome. That's what you want. That's awesome, right? That sort of stuff's really cool. That's what you want. And that's positive shit, but that's what I'm saying. You know, you started without really having an idea, and now you've got these two successful products. You're in a bunch of stores in your home state. You're selling product internationally online. You're in multiple states in Australia with resellers and shit. That's really cool. And then on top of that, you've got a successful gym. And then on top of that, you've got a successful home. So, I mean, in terms of like, you know, that's the thing I think too. Like, I look at you and I go, see, there's someone else doing it. We can do it. Like, there's someone else doing it. And I can see it in someone I know, which makes it more attainable.
I get you. I like to relate. I think I'm a typical jiu-jitsu coach, I like to relate shit back to jiu-jitsu. But sometimes it's easier for the blue belt to show the technique than the black belt.
Mm.
Obviously, there's always a place for the head coach and everything. But sometimes, it's a challenge as a coach. You forget how far you've come and you forget all the steps.
Yeah.
Whereas sometimes that full white belt question, the blue belt can answer it a bit better because they had the same question a year ago.
Yeah.
So they're closer to it. Whereas, you know, for you, it might be 8 years ago. You're like, I forgot I even had that problem.
Yeah. I was doing that the other week. I'm working with a couple of guys now, like once a week they want to do striking. So we're just starting with boxing. And like, you know, we spent an hour and a half on like a 1-2, then a 1-2 pull two, then a double 1-2, but like just an hour and a half. And even then I wasn't happy with, I'm like, shit, we need to tighten that up more. So I could have just spent an hour on a 1-2 because it was their feet. And I'm trying to explain to them why my feet are a certain way.
Yeah.
And I can see when I tell them there's that language barrier because it's literally like speaking in a foreign language. And I'm going,
It's like I'm already doing 10 things that I don't normally do because you told me to do them.
Mm.
And now you want me to do another 10.
Yeah.
So it's like 20 bits of information I've got to try and keep in my head. And you see people's brain just book.
Yeah. It is the hardest part, breaking it down, I think, in terms of, and not like just have a temper, but like layman's terms, breaking it down as simple as possible. But you know what that brings me to, Fev? You know what that brings me to that's very exciting, breaking things down in layman's terms because.
Oh, yes.
Now, this is one of the things that you and I have spoken about for ages. It's something that we want to do. And it's something I want to do in the long term. It's something I want to do down the track. And I've started a social media campaign for it as well. I'm trying to get people involved. If you're listening to this, do me a favor. Go to my Instagram now. There is a post. It is Matthew Fev Estevez and I, a photoshopped one of us commentating. Share that or just any post, hashtag Tiny and Fev for Gan Ryu Jima. You will see the hashtag because Matthew Fev Estevez and I are going to start doing our own English dub commentary over Gan Ryu Jima videos.
A lot of other things too. There's a particular video of a lion fighting some hyena.
Okay.
That I think could do with some commentating also.
All right. Well, we need to do that as well. Obviously, once we've worked out how, because we're working it out, it's all a work in progress. We're working out how to do it. But the idea is then too, Gan Ryu Jima does not have an English commentary team. They've only got Japanese commentary. In fact, you know what is unfortunately, they've got a show the first week of May, but we're not going to be able to go to Japan for that. But it means that we will have fresh content to commentate over, which is obviously a positive thing. But that is, I think, that is the goal at the minute, on top of everything else, to be able to get us behind the Gan Ryu Jima commentary booth.
Do some English translation.
I think it's only fair for those that don't know what Gan Ryu Jima is. And you know why Gan Ryu Jima is so great? For those that don't know what it is, it's a hybrid MMA promotion in Japan.
It essentially looks like it's out of an 80s karate movie, or it's straight off the Street Fighter game, or Tekken, or Mortal Kombat, whatever your favorite game is.
If you try to change the rules as much as you possibly can to benefit people who may have traditional Japanese martial arts backgrounds.
That is very true, because I think that is very accurate. But it's
karate, judo, and sumo.
Essentially, yes. It looks like a video game, though, and that's why we love it.
The smoke machine is nice.
Oh, the sea of clouds surrounding the raised fighting platform. Now, I've shown people the highlight video, or the Ganryu Jima rule video, and they're like, holy shit. And I'm like, I know, it's amazing. And now these are people that aren't necessarily involved in fighting, and that's why I know it looks cool, because these people probably wouldn't watch a UFC card or anything like that. So that is something that's for those that are listening to this, we will be doing our own Ganryu Jima commentary videos, as well as some other stuff by the sounds of it. But that is, I think, that is our foot in the door with Ganryu Jima. I have been tagging them in multiple posts, both their English and Japanese Facebook pages. They don't have an Instagram page.
Really?
No, they don't. Now, look, they only put on a bunch of random shows a year. I don't know, you know, like how structured it is or anything like that. It's weird as fuck. I've commented and tagged some people that I know in Japan that can hopefully help get me in touch with someone. But either way, I think if we just keep tagging them in posts, then eventually that will work out. And if it doesn't, you know what? If it doesn't, maybe we end up with a commentary gig anyway, somewhere else.
Well, to be honest, like, I think just those videos, like, that's a thing, but that's more content for the digital. I'm the man in the clouds. To me, I'm like, who even cares if you're physically there? Like, that's content for our YouTube channels, which people, especially us commentating on shit.
Yes.
We've had an avalanche in my room.
Oh, no. But if nothing else, like you said, it's content. So content, as fans of both Tiny Sumo and Dirty Clean Eats, you need to keep your eyes open for. We will be doing English dub commentary for Ganryu Jima. We will go back through the back catalog, and we will do... I'm thinking we'll probably do single fights at a time at the minute, because we've spoken about it. I think it's good practice for us anyway. Like with all of this stuff, it's an internship. It's good practice. And the single fights allow us to upload on multiple platforms, giving people the best opportunity to watch the fights with our commentary.
I like it.
I like it too. Look, you know what, Matthew Fair-Estevez, as always, this has been a pleasure. You know I love talking. You know I'll probably message you straight after this anyway. Because that's just what we do. But before we wrap it up, as I do with all my guests, but especially you, mind you, your Dirty Clean Eats business will be tagged at the start of this video, because I have a pre-recorded intro. But what else do you want people to check out?
DCE, check it out. Jammu, if you got little aches and pains from grappling, MMA, whatnot, check it out. Or don't, make your own. I don't fucking care. Google it. There's a recipe online. Make your own shit if you don't want to follow me. Otherwise, check our magical elixir out. And Element Jiu-Jitsu, check out the gym. If you're in Adelaide, come down. 5-0 this year so far. Exciting news to drop in the next couple of weeks. I can't give too much away, but 5-0 might become 8-0 in the next year.
There we go. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. As always, mate, like I said, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much for starting me on this journey. The big 5-0. Mind you, like I said, I think this will be like episode 270 or something if you include everything, but episode 50 for the Tiny Sumo Talk Time. So thank you very much for starting me on this journey. I am forever grateful of all the help that you give me with all of the Tiny Sumo stuff. And you and I can talk later.
Looking forward to episode 100.
Mate, it's going to be magical. I think we need to plan that one for a night time, though.
I reckon that's an in-person one, maybe.
I agree. That's probably worth an Adelaide trip, mate.
I like it.
All right. I will talk to you later, bro.
All right, catch you later.
All right, catch you, boy.
Bye.